time bomb. This woman had the most beautiful tattoos on the top sides of both of her hands. She was 43 years old, and as far as I know, ain't never yet been with a man, nah. But hold up, it's not that she wasn't attractive. It was the way that she interacted. She was aggressively passive, to the point where she would have intimidated any man that ever tried to catch it. On her right hand, she had a tattoo of a nude girl, claimed that it's what God resembled. But on the left, she had a mirrored image of the same female. This one, she explained, looked like the devil. And I remember once watching her touch her own breasts. Saw the tattoo smile while they stared down her stomach, as if anticipating when they'd be allowed to caress the flower that they both seemed to hunger. Sweet Jesus, baby, I was high. It felt so right. Heaven and hell both take to this woman's womb. Didn't make sense how she could commence touching herself with me wide awake in the same room. But if I've learned anything in my years, I've learned I no longer believe in surprise. But what happened next damn near stole my fear. Them tattoos came alive right in front of my eyes. They both slowly stood up, climbed off of her hands. Show me why she never took the time with a man. They climbed deep inside of this woman's garden. She closed her eyes and she gently bit her bottom lip. Stepped, I left, and I don't regret leaving. I never forget all of the shit I saw that evening. A glimpse of religion, a small piece of coming closer to understanding more about what intrigued me most. I didn't get turned on. Wasn't as aroused as I was concerned. Each one of them I've hurt, and every time I've been burned. Got a lot to lose, even more to learn. Now I keep my eyes open, hoping to take in all I can about woman, taking in all she can. For as long as I breathe, I'll save a seat in my memory for that woman with them tattooed hands. There's good and evil in each individual fire. Identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep spirit inspired, she can bite the bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual fire. Identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep spirit inspired, she can bite the bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual fire. Identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep spirit inspired, she can. There's good and evil in each individual fire. Identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep spirit inspired, she can.